Welcome to the third episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast, Season 3. I'm Deepa Thomas Sutcliffe, host of the Meet the Mancunian podcast. It introduces listeners to inspirational Mancunians making a difference in the local community. Whether they run a charity or a social enterprise, volunteer or coach others, host a community or go it alone, all my guests have fascinating stories to tell. Sit back, relax, and listen in to Season 3 of the Meet the Mancunian. Tune into your favorite podcasting platform every Tuesday. Looking to help women overcome trauma? We hear from Fiona Johnson Bygrave, founder I Am Fearless, in this episode. I'm delighted to introduce my guest, Fiona Johnson Bygrave, founder I Am Fearless. Thank you, Fiona, for joining me today. So Fiona, tell me about how you found your passion for helping women overcome trauma. It's a very interesting space you're in, and obviously a very difficult space. How did you get into it?
To be honest, I got into it because of my own personal battles with regards to things relating to trauma. So I would say that I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor of domestic violence. I'm a survivor of sexual assault. And I am a survivor of suicide. And so having gone through all of those experiences out of the other end, like a phoenix, I have risen. and I want to share, you know, what I have learned with other women to empower them to be able to flourish and fly and rise from the ashes of their trauma.
I love it. I mean, just surviving everything that you just talked about, and then, you know, like you said, thriving and moving beyond that, and then taking that inspiration. That sounds wonderful. Well, tell us about founding I Am Fearless.
So that came about after I had done my master's in movement psychotherapy. So I'm a registered movement psychotherapist, as well as other things. I had a little moment of a lull, and then what happened was I got married in 2019. So I graduated in 2019. I got married in 2019, and then lockdown happened. So I got married in October 2019, and then lockdown happened.
Wow.
And then I was at home. So I was spending a lot of time with myself in my own space, at home, and I am a Christian. So I'm a practicing Christian. And while I was at home, God was really speaking to me and just talking. And I used that time as an incubator and as kind of a time to go through a couple of weeks of carrying the seed of the I Am Fearless Academy and then giving birth to it, I would say. And so it was kind of that whole thing of, now is the right time to step out of my comfort zone, step into the unknown, and let the passion for what I have drive me to go and help other women.
Amazing. So what does I Am Fearless Academy do?
So what we do in I Am Fearless Academy is I help women to leverage what they already have so they can overcome trauma. So basically, women have the keys already. Everyone has the keys. Women have the keys already to unlock what they already have. I just show them how to use the keys to unlock what they already have to activate and unleash their inner superwoman. So I help women to cultivate confidence. I help them to shatter self-doubt and indulge in self-love and self-care so that they live a life with an abundance of self-love, full of joy. They basically fall in love with themselves and then become and flourish into the best version of themselves, living the life they deserve, not the one they've dreamed of. They start to step in to that dream life because they know they've got the keys and the skills to actually own it and to do it.
That sounds really amazing. So I would imagine the women who come to you have often suffered from some kind of trauma, but is there a particular age group or is there some other characteristics that define them? You said they already have the keys, so I was just trying to understand who you help.
I tend to work with women from the ages of about 22, is my youngest client, up to people in their 50s, women in their 50s. So it's a vast range. And interestingly enough, out of working with these women and out of seeing them grow and flourish and fly, I birthed another kind of academy, but this is called Becoming Fearless Program for schools. So I also work within schools helping pupils do the same. So it's kind of two pockets there that I work with, but I primarily focus with the women.
Very interesting. And what impact would you say you've made so far?
You know, I think it's absolutely beautiful to see women and see my clients come in with one version. They're like a shadow of their real true worth. And as they grow, as they develop, and they uncover and learning all these different aspects of themselves, and they fall in love with themselves, and their confidence grows, that, you know, their shoulders become more upright, their backs become straighter, their head becomes lifted, because they're understanding who they are, that they're masterpieces, you know. And the Bible talks about that, you know, you're worth more than rubies and that you're masterpieces. And so all I'm doing is reaffirming this and getting them to see it and believe that, and to know that, you know, you are not your negative thoughts, you know, and you can actually train your thoughts to actually empower you to grow, to flourish and fly. And so they start off quite shy, a bit reserved. They go through many different things. They battle with issues with boundaries. They, you know, some anxiety, insomnia, self-harm, if some extremes, and things like that. And then at the end, seeing them go off and start new businesses, they find their passion and become an entrepreneur, or they go for that kind of job that they've always wanted, or that promotion, or they literally just change what they're doing and living in their passion and their purpose. And just absolutely loving and killing and slaying life. So it's absolutely beautiful.
That does sound very beautiful. How can interested people reach out to you and learn more?
So you can find me either on Instagram, which is I am Fiona Johnson Bygrave. You can find me on Facebook, which is Fiona Johnson Bygrave. And I have a website, which is www.iamfearlesstoday.com.
Love it. What advice would you have for people looking to start something similar in another part of the world? Meet the Mancunian has listeners from 30 countries now, and that's growing steadily. So, you know, somebody listening to this might get inspired and want to do something similar.
I'm a believer that you need support and guidance, just someone to help cheer you on, and someone who has either done it before so they can help guide you through any pitfalls that might happen. So my first kind of nugget would be to find either a coach or a mentor or somebody who has been there before, and also make sure that you yourself are healed, because whatever you're going to strive to do or unleash yourself to do, it's going to possibly unearth some pressed down feelings, anxieties and things like that. And you don't want to be an island. Don't be an island. There's support around. Get some support, get a tribe, and get somebody who knows what they're doing. So, you know, it's important that you find that person. Now, obviously, I'm available if you want to use me, but there are other people out there, you know. And if you think of it like this, all the really successful people, anyone that's successful in anything that they do, they have a mentor or a coach guiding, supporting, encouraging, strategizing with them. And so network, get a coach, don't be an island.
I like that. And don't be an island, especially because I think women tend to have very broad shoulders and we absorb a lot, don't we? and we try to soldier on regardless of how many things we're juggling. So that's powerful advice. I'm going to now ask you my signature questions that I ask all my guests. And because this is Meet the Mancunian, what do you love the most about Manchester?
I like the fact that we have amazing kind of theatres and event spaces. So obviously you've got your Palace Theatre and Manchester Opera House. We've also got Royal Exchange, but then you've got Contact Theatre. And then in terms of events, you've got all these arenas, and then you've got the Academy. And I just love the aspect of going out to these different events. But then also you've got shopping. You know, there's lots of amazing shops around in the city centre, or you've got the Trafford Centre or the Lowry Centre. Who doesn't like a bargain? and obviously I was born and bred here. I mean, I did move away for a bit and came back, but I always came back, you know, and I don't think I would live anywhere. And the people are super friendly. I love the fact that, you know, you'll smile and you'll get a smile back, and you'll just have random conversations with random people and they'll have a conversation with you. So that heart and that love of community is absolutely beautiful here in Manchester.
I can totally relate to that. I've only been here a year, but I've seen that community both online with my podcast, but also in the neighborhood I live in. So lovely. Where's your favorite place in Manchester? You mentioned so many, but if you have to pick one.
Ooh, my favorite place in Manchester. Oh, thank you. Okay, so one of my favorite places in Manchester is Salford Quays. And so my first place would be Salford Quays. Near the Lowry Centre where the water is. So you can walk along the docks, and they've got a lot of kind of restaurants that you can sit near the docks. And then it's not too far from the outlet, which is Lowry Centre for a bargain. So that's really nice. That's really nice. So I quite like there. And my other favourite place in Manchester has probably got to be one of the theatres, because I like to go to the theatre a lot. So either Palace Theatre or Opera House to go and see a musical. Can't beat a good old musical.
I actually went for a musical very recently, Anything Goes, and I went to the Palace Theatre. It was about 2 weeks back. It was brilliant.
Yes. I love
it. Really good.
Brilliant going, so yeah.
Yes, and it was a real opportunity to dress up and just look at all that old world grandeur. Lovely. What's the most important life lesson you've learned?
Oh, the most important life lesson I have learned is that I have so much power to overcome my thoughts to be successful. And whilst doing that is to not be my own personal bully. So what tends to happen is, yes, I will step out in faith, or I'm going to do this, but then I allow either my thoughts to kind of tell me not to do that, to start convincing me A, B, C, D, and backtracking. And then once that happens, I then beat myself up by going, oh, why did you do that? And why? So my life lesson is just to be finding the skills and the tools that I have, and I share that with my clients, on how to actually overcome that so that I can continue stepping forward instead of stepping forward, stepping back, kind of that little rocking action. So that was a real big life lesson, really, for me.
So basically, don't second guess yourself. Once you make a decision, go for
it. Definitely. Because you know what? In life, we never fail at anything. We learn.
Exactly. That's the whole purpose of a life lesson, right? You learn something that you don't repeat, and you try to share it with somebody so they don't go through that either. Love it.
Yeah.
If someone wrote a book on your life, what would they title it?
The Survivor. That's it.
Love it. It sums up everything. I like it very much. Sometimes the shortest titles can convey the most, can't they?
So, yeah.
So now I want to give you an opportunity to talk about anything that you're coming up in the next few months that I haven't had a chance to mention, or anything that you want listeners to know about you.
Anybody out there, if you want to work with me, and you can contact me via Instagram, there's a link on there, or my website, which I mentioned earlier. I'll just repeat that again. That's www.iamfearlesstoday.com. And you contact me. And if you quote that you heard me on this podcast, then I will be doing a reduced rate for any listeners, whether it's in England, across the world, because I have clients everywhere. So I have clients in New York, in South Africa. So wherever you are, if you just quote that you heard me on here, then you will get a discounted rate for whatever you sign up for. So
thank you so much, Fiona. I appreciate it. And I'll definitely ensure that we mention it to those listeners, and of course, put it in the show notes as well. That's really, really kind. Thank you.
You are welcome. More than welcome.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Anything in the next couple of months they should look out to see?
Okay. So what is super, super, super exciting is basically I'm going to be launching in the next couple of months a new core, so to speak, and project in the I Am Fearless Academy, which is the 5 A's system. And this is a system that works, which the 5 A's are. So it's acknowledge, appreciate, affirm, action, then ascend. And basically, this system is literally a process that we go through when we are healing and to succeed and to fly. So you start off by acknowledging, then you appreciate, then you affirm, and that causes you to act accordingly, and then you ascend. And ascend means to fly, to lift, to go on. So this is a fantastic new system program that I've nearly finished writing, and it's literally based on all the results from my clients, and this has been proven. And so I'm launching this in the I Am Fearless Academy, and it's shorter, it's more succinct, and it's 100% guaranteed, or you get your money back.
Love it. And people will definitely look out for that. Thank you so much, Fiona. This has been lovely. And I love how punchy your answers are. They've been short, succinct, and, you know, clearly thought through. So appreciate that. Thank you for talking to Meet the Mancunian, and I'll be in touch with you soon to let you know when we're going live.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been an honor, a pleasure, and I hope I've been a blessing to you and others.
Fiona, thank you for sharing about how you help women overcome trauma today. Thank you so much for listening to the third episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast, season 3. I know many of you are listening in from different parts of the world across the UK. I hope this episode and the podcast itself inspires you to follow your dreams and passions, inspired by the amazing Mancunian guests who feature here. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. Next week, the Meet the Mancunian talks to Stevie Orrell about authentic leadership and his mission to connect leaders with their purpose. Tune in on Tuesday, 16th August 2022 to hear the next episode. Please do consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. I would be very grateful if you could share this podcast with a friend or a family member. Thank you so much for listening.